Light of the World, written by James Lee Burke, is set in Montana. Dave Robichaux, a sheriff's detective in New Iberia, Louisiana, and his wife Molly and daughter Allifair are visiting his friend Albert Hollister. The plot centers around Hollister's ranch and an elusive serial killer who has ties to Allifair, Albert Hollister, and others who live nearby. Running through the plot are wonderfully written passages about the beauty of the landscape, as well as threads of evil actions and flawed characters. James Lee Burke, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thanks for having me on your show again.
Well, Light of the World is a beautifully written book about a serial killer and those in his headlights. Where did the title come from?
Well, I stole it out of the Bible. I've been stealing from the Bible about 50 years now.
Well, there are a lot of passages in the Bible and biblical references.
I made use of the Book of Kings also, the story of Love Younger, the story of David and Absalom.
Well, you wrote, "Could a black wind blow the weather vane in the wrong direction for any of us and reshape our lives and turn us into people we no longer recognize?" Does this sentence kind of sum up the plot of Light of the World?
Well, it's part of it, certainly. I've always wondered sometimes that a life can be so different if just one or two factors are changed in a person's direction, but we don't know.
Well, you say when you get to the end of the road, money, success, fame, power, and all the things we kill each other for fade into insignificance, that the important part of our lives are family and friends.
I think if there's any lesson I've learned, it's that one. I don't know any other. I think when you get down the track, that's acquire any modicum of wisdom, that's about it.
Where did you write this novel? Did you do it while you were living in Montana?
Yeah, I wrote it where I'm sitting right now. I'm looking out the window at our pasture and fir trees and big hills that turn into mountains.
Well, you have a number of strongly woven subplots in this book. Could you talk about the plot and some of the subplots in this?
Well, it's my most ambitious work. The manuscript was 930 pages, and so there are a number of stories within the larger story, and many of the events, of course, that I describe, I have their origins in either biographical people or current history. I try to write a story that's emblematic of our times.
Well, some of the subplots include a shale oil project by the billionaire oilman Love Younger, and of course, all kinds of plots about his son and his wife and the serial killer. Can you talk a little bit about those?
There's this killer, a guy named Asa Surrett, that appears in Dave Robichaux's life. Dave Robichaux's a policeman and narrates a number of novels I've written. Asa Surrett's absolutely evil. It's another kind of evil at work, too, in the novel. We meet a man who is 10th wealthiest person in the United States. His name is Love Younger. He claims to be a descendant of Coleman Younger. But he's not an evil man, but he's a man who does evil. And he's one of the emissaries of the new American empire. But for good or bad, I mean, that is what we are today.
Well, you mentioned that oil companies are cooking the whole planet, that we need more rain.
I don't know if I say that specifically. I think one of the characters, Albert Hollister's, but what's occurring around us is undeniable. People can debate causality, but what is occurring changes in the climate of the earth are undeniable. And for people to say, and they do, that there's no such thing as climate change, they're lying, but it's real. Anyone of my generation knows that. Look, here's one statistic. In the year 1950 in the city of New Orleans, average rainfall was 90 inches a year. Today, it's about 31 inches. American West is burning up. I mean, from Texas plumb to Canada. Beetle infestation, prairie fires, wildfires, forest fires, drought. But all of these things have their origin in drought. Those things are not debatable.
Well, I'm wondering, where does Dave Robichaux go from here in a new book?
I don't know, because the book I'm working on now is set in the year 1934, and it ends in the year 1938. This book starts out with an account about Bonnie Parker and Clyde Beryl.
Oh, so it's not a Robichaux, it's something different.
Yeah. This book, Light of the World, will probably be the longest book. I hope they don't fall asleep reading it.
I got to tell you, I slowed down the last 200 pages because I didn't want it to end. It's a wonderful book. It's so well written, and those subplots and characters are so well developed. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
James Lee Burke is the author of the popular Dave Robichaux series, and the latest installment is Light of the World. You'll find a link at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Will I recall his parting words? Must I accept his fate, or take myself far from?